This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I don't do this often, but I want to review the 4 points this week. We talked about how people can be confident of their spiritual position in life and look down on everyone else. We talked about that prayer is not a recital, reciting what we've done for the Lord, but a rehearsal of what God has done in our life. We talked about the most spiritual point of life is when we acknowledge, God, I'm a sinner in need of forgiveness. And we talked the paradox of this scripture, that when we exalt ourselves, we're humbled. When we humble ourselves, we're exalted. God bless you as you listen to the concluding story. In southeastern United States on the coast, there's a church, like many churches all over the country, that behind the pulpit have a round stained glass window. Instead of on the side, it's a big round window that's probably 8 or 10 feet in diameter. You've been in churches above the pulpit in the back of the auditorium or sanctuary is a big stained glass window. If this particular church was hit by a Category 1 hurricane, the only damage to the church in this particular hurricane years ago was that the wind pressure blew that stained glass window out from above the pulpit and just shattered it into thousands of pieces on the floor of the pulpit area. People from the church came in and they took baskets and they just filled the baskets with the broken glass. And I don't know how many baskets they gathered together, but a lot of baskets, fruit baskets, that were just full of pieces of broken glass. They took the pieces of glass and they stored them in the basement of the church. And an author by the name of Conkle says that an artist came to the church and said, "May I have that glass?" And church officials said, "Well, there's nothing we're going to do with it. Help yourself," took it. Months later, maybe a year or two later, he came back to the church and said, "I have a gift for you." They had patched up the window, replaced it with clear glass or something. He had fashioned a new window from the broken pieces of glass that was far more beautiful than what the church had before. He took the broken pieces of glass and he fashioned it and refashioned it into something that was far more exquisite, far more beautiful, and presented it to the church as a gift, which they eventually put back up over the pulpit area. I thought, what an illustration of what the Lord does with broken lives in people like you and me. And all we offer the Lord, get this is really important, all you offer the Lord is the brokenness of your life. Do you realize we have nothing of our righteousness to offer the Lord? There's nothing we've done that the Lord says, okay, that's enough to pay, to compensate for your sin. Do you realize that if you could do that, then Jesus died for nothing? You know, if there was a man or woman here who could do that before the Lord, then Jesus would have died for nothing. Why did he die if I can reconcile everything by what I've done? We can't. And we simply offer the broken pieces of our lives to a perfect, holy God. And we humble ourselves before the Lord. You sang the song this morning to humble ourselves and to realize we have been rescued. I need you, Jesus. You need to rescue me. That's your song. And that's my song. And you know what the Lord does? He responds. Because you see, the most important verse in that scripture was where Jesus said, "I tell you," and what he meant was this, you better get this, that this man went home justified, and that's a legal term. To be justified means to be declared righteous in the eyes of the law. He was declared righteousness because he said to the Lord, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." Let's pray together.
Well, my prayer is that will be your prayer as well. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God responds to that prayer of humility.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.